Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone for Sam Shad. Scott Craigie co-hosting today. What's on the agenda, Scott?
Today we have Tom Cargill, University of Nevada economist, and he's going to talk about the economy.
And a great power pundit panel, Bob Prowl, Greg Crawford, and Joe Guild. That's all next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Reed says he does more for Nevada. He's done more for unemployment. We were at 4.4%. Now we're at 14%. He's done more for the foreclosure rate. We have the highest foreclosure rate in the nation. He's done more for bankruptcy. We have the highest bankruptcy rate in the nation. Harry Reid has done more, and it's time for us to say, stop doing it. We can't stand anymore. I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken, from up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone, in for Sam Shad. My co-host today, Marlene Lockhart from Capital Strategies. And we thought, in light of what seems to be endless economic news, mostly bad, some mixed, we would call an actual economist to talk with us. Professor Tom Cargill, our guest this morning from the University of Nevada Economics Department. Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to talk first about headlines, because just in the last week, they've been so contradictory to one another, or to me as a layperson, they seem contradictory. And I'm going to ask you, as an economist, how do you read all these headlines? Last week in the LA Times, U.S. may avoid a double-dip recession, but Americans will probably feel like they did when the economy tanked. Insecure, overwhelmed, and with financial pressures and pessimistic views about the future. Believe it or not, that was a headline. Okay, reading further economic news. Earnings streak defies consumer fears. Yesterday's Wall Street Journal. This was about some large companies that performed well. European markets slip on concerns about U.S. This morning, durable goods down 1%. These all, to me, seem to be contradictory.
Well, they're really not. You know, if you went back to the Great Depression in the 1930s, even in the darkest years, you would find positive news. certain sectors were actually doing okay or even expanding. Now, clearly the overall economy was declining. So, but what you have there, yes, it is, some of it does appear contradictory, but the bottom line is the economy is bottomed out. Some people call it a recovery, and that gets to be have more of a political shade to it. But the economy is extremely weak. It's extremely fragile. Consumer spending is down. Consumer confidence down. Yes, corporate profits are up, but that often happens because they're not hiring. And many of these corporations are hooked in with government, sort of crony capitalism, and the market sees that, especially the health industry and even the large financial institutions, even though the politicians like to bash Wall Street, behind closed doors, they form crony capitalism, and markets understand that. So, and the double dip, the real fear is what will happen with the Bush tax cuts. If they are extended, if they are not extended, even for those making $200,000 or $250,000, the probability of a double dip increases.
All right, and we are a minute into the conversation, and we've already entered into the political realm, and this was going to be my question for you next. Is it possible to read headlines about the economy and divorce them from politics? Can you proceed in a kind of a sanitized fashion when you read these stories?
Well, sure. An economist can deal with things on a scientific base. And when you said, oh, we're into the political realm, I would disagree with you. It's not politics that if you do not extend those tax cuts, you increase the chance of a double dip, period. Economic research, including research published by Christina Romer and her husband in the American Economic Review, just in the last month or two.
And she's in the Obama
And she says that tax cuts benefit and tax increases hurt. That is a universal, not maybe universally, but widely accepted view. Another accepted view among economists is increased government spending has very small stimulative effects on the economy. That's well known. And so, of course, the politicians don't see it that way. And the same thing with extending the Bush tax cuts. So an economist, what it tries to do is to deal with what is, not what ought to be. What is a positive statement, sort of what, if you raise the minimum wage, what's going to happen? The politician is concerned with what ought to be. They have an agenda. And so they don't have any problem in telling fish stories about the economy, making claims that no economist will support. For example, extending unemployment benefits. Your heart says, yes, do it. But the economic research says it's generally a waste of resources beyond a certain point because all it does is extend the period of unemployment. That's a well-known result, including Larry Summers, who is an advisor to President Obama, has written a series of academic papers on this.
I think all Americans just want the economy to recover, and they pick up the paper and they read dueling economists and the different theories. Paul Krugman says there was not enough stimulus. You just stated that isn't going to work and is proven not to work. He writes every day contrary to that. Who's the average person to believe when, and I'm not talking about politicians, but when you have a Paul Krugman and someone else over here saying the exact opposite is needed for the recovery? Because I don't care which one is right. I want whoever is right to dominate action and for our country to pull themselves out of this.
Well, you've asked a difficult question. Regarding Paul Krugman, he's wrong. This is the same person who, just before the presidential election, claimed that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae had nothing to do with the subprime mortgage problem. That is blatantly false. He either lied or he was ignorant of the facts, despite the fact he has a Nobel Prize in economics. He was just flat wrong. There's no economist that would defend that statement. He made it for political reasons. His argument about we didn't spend enough during the Great Depression, the overwhelming body of research says no matter how much, the huge amount of spending did not end the Great Depression. So you have to be careful, because sometimes economists, what happens is they have a political side too. They have an agenda, and they may be quite willing to sacrifice their objectivity. In my opinion, Christina Romer, Larry Summers, Paul Krugman, these are people who have drunk from the waters of the Potomac. And they're more concerned about staying in power with the political elite, and they have another agenda.
But we got to take a break real quick. Let me cut both of you off, respectfully, of course. Nevada Newsmakers, Professor Tom Cargill from the University of Nevada, talking about economics. We wanted to divorce it from politics. Looks like that's not going to happen. We'll be back.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and Social Security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're discussing the economy and economics with an actual economist, Professor Tom Cargill from the University of Nevada. We were talking before the break about reading the news and not knowing what to believe. The stimulus worked, the stimulus didn't work. The responsible thing to do is raise taxes. The irresponsible thing to do is raise taxes. And Marlene is 100% correct. The average person, I think, and I consider myself one, doesn't know what to believe.
And that's a real issue, and part of it is because sometimes the so-called experts have political agendas too. But you know what would prevent that or make it more difficult? If you had a better informed news media, journalists, interviewers that actually had some economic training, not going to a weekend dog and pony show. I mean, taking some serious courses in economics as part of their education, so they would be better informed to ask the appropriate questions, to present the debate in a way that reflects what economists really think. The other problem is, unfortunately, many people in the news media have political agendas. They tend to come from liberal arts programs. There tend to be anti-business, anti-markets, pro-government, and that's their mindset. So you combine that with lack of knowledge, lack of training, and it's very easy to manipulate.
Have you approached your co-worker, Dean Jerry Suppos, in the Reynolds School of Journalism about perhaps injecting some economics into the journalism program?
Well, not that person in particular, but I've been at UNR since 73, and I've been making this pitch for years that the of many majors outside of economics and business really should take more economics. And I'm not just trumping this to get more students, but especially in journalism. I can't imagine somebody saying, I'm a journalist, but I have only taken one class in economics.
A lot of people started to refer to this economic downturn as a depression very early into it, or as the greatest economic downturn since the Great Depression. Some have actually begun to call it a depression, despite the fact that we're actually in technical recovery. Is that more politics?
Yes, it was intellectually dishonest to say we were on the verge of a Great Depression or that we were in a Great Depression. That's intellectually dishonest. GDP, when it falls 10% per annum, that's what we call a depression. We haven't come anywhere near that. In 1933, the unemployment rate was conservatively 25%. It was probably closer to 40, 50 when you take account of discouraged workers. 25% of the banks failed. Prices fell 50%. GDP fell, as I say, negative growth. And plus the world went, it was a worldwide situation. So we call it the Great Recession because it probably is going to end up being the most serious event since the end of World War II. But no, not the Great Depression.
I'm curious. I don't think at this stage anybody's winning. The economy isn't recovering fast enough. Unemployment in the state of Nevada, all-time high. So what would motivate, why would President Obama not want his economic policies to work? Why would he not follow real economic advice and not just political? What motivation would there be not to do the right thing?
Well, it's a combination of two things. One, lack of knowledge. And he revealed that during the debates. Tim Russert, who was a good journalist, he would ask hard questions. He asked the candidate Obama, well, you want to raise capital gains taxes, but all the evidence says is when you raise them, revenues go down. And when you lower capital gains taxes, revenues go up. And that's a well-established fact. And it was clear that candidate Obama was unaware of that, but his response was very telling. Well, I'm not too concerned about that. It's a question of fairness. So that's the second element, is what is the agenda? And in my opinion, this particular administration is more concerned about redistribution and creating a fairer and more just society from their perspective. They want the economy to recover. They expected it to. But really, a rational analysis of what they were doing suggested not. I wrote a piece in the Reno Gazette just after the stimulus was passed, and in very polite terms said, it won't work. And it didn't work.
And so what
is the
answer?
We've got to wrap it up here. I apologize, Marlene. The 6 minutes flies by, and we have to join our pundits in just a moment who have been patiently waiting on the sidelines. Professor Cargill, thank you for coming
today. Well, thank you very much for having me.
We'll be back in just a moment.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer, one of many linked to asbestos exposure. Exposure to asbestos in mills, shipyards, or in the heating, construction, and automotive industries may have put you at risk. Secondhand exposure to people close to you may have also resulted in mesothelioma. Please don't wait.
Call 1-800-893-7993. That's 1-800-893-7993. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for James Sokolov, Wellesley, Mass.
You already know, Evergreen is far and away the finest carpet cleaning service in Northern Nevada. However...
You know, I wish you guys could do something with wood floors.
I'm on it.
Huh?
Now, complete cleaning of all wood floors, only from Evergreen Carpet Care. We've got the expertise and the specially designed machines to safely clean your wood floors down to the original luster, and we can even refinish them.
You did it!
Like I said, I'm on it.
For the ultimate in cleaning, it's Evergreen Carpet and Wood Floor Care.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better. And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. Yes. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone for Sam Shad. I've got with me Scott Craigie from All Risk Consulting, co-hosting today. Greg Crawford, managing partner, Sierra Nevada Wealth Management. Mayor of Carson City, Bob Crowell.
Good morning.
And attorney Joe Guild. Well, gentlemen, yesterday's newspaper tells us Sparks gets top 10 ranking in high-tech manufacturing. They surveyed a bunch of cities. Sparks came up number 10. Bob, you just pointed out to me Mesquite, also on the list. But the criticism here in terms of Sparks, or I should say the challenge in terms of competing with other locations for business, energy.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when there will be a north-south intertie, and so, you know, the fact that Mesquite made the list, and I didn't see the same criticism of Mesquite that they had of the energy costs up in the north up here. But I think, you know, at some point in time, there will be a blending of the rates to a degree. I think the bigger message here for Nevadans is that as we try and diversify our economy, which we desperately need to do, that it is wonderful that one of our, the geographic region in northern Nevada has been named as a potential place for high-tech industry. It is a place where we can create things, where we can actually create what I call create wealth by creating things. That is tremendous for our area, and believe me, I intend to market that for the whole area, including Carson City.
And of course, what they listed as the attributes, very favorable business climate, besides being a right-to-work state, total annual labor costs of nearly $17 million for a facility with 300 employees is among the lowest in the West. Other positives include Spark's proximity to California, along with Nevada's lack of personal, corporate, and state income tax. And how important is that, Greg?
All of those issues are very important, and we need to build on the strengths of Northern Nevada. All of the things that you just mentioned are critically important to attracting new businesses and diversifying the economy. We have been far too reliant on several key industries in the state for tax basis, and that absolutely has to change.
Stephen, I'm going to jump topics. Stephen Horsford yesterday just set a bomb off in the state of Nevada, and he wants to add $1.5 billion to the state's tax base, and he wants to bring it up to a $3 billion overall package that works for the state. One, you know, is it realistic? Can it be done? Two, should it be done? For some of us that, you know, look at education and other groups, we have a bias there. We want to take care of folks. Just in general, yeah. You haven't been up yet. You're next.
Hi, Mom. It's a huge challenge, particularly with both gubernatorial candidates saying they don't want to raise taxes. Senator Horsford has a challenge in his own House. He doesn't have a supermajority. He may get that in this next election. There's a question whether the Assembly would retain a supermajority. It's a possibility, but again, elections are very volatile, and particularly this year. So it's an ambitious and very bold move on his part. But the political reality, Scott, I think is going to be a very huge hurdle to overcome. Those are just some general off the top of my head thoughts. I'd have to analyze it a little more, too, to get in more in detail. But
you know, I kind of look at, you know, we talk a lot about the consequences of a tax increase. You know, what are the consequences? What are the effects of that? We don't talk a whole lot. You don't hear a whole lot of people talking about the consequences or the effect of spending cuts. And I think that it behooves all of our politicians. Well, you know, it's okay to talk taxes. It's okay to talk spending cuts. Let's talk about what it means to us instead of just taking the top level issue of say, well, we want to cut or we want to spend. Let's see what it actually means. Let's do some analysis on what a tax increase or potential tax increase would potentially have, and what analysis, do a good analysis on what spending cuts would mean. Let's get down to the meat of things instead of talking in generalities.
And I think that you're onto something there, because I think we don't realize what's down the road. And in fact, it was Ray Bacon from the Nevada Manufacturers Association who addressed the Employment Security Council, which met yesterday to contemplate the issue of the unemployment insurance tax. Should it rise? And in fact, it will have to. We have no choice. Ray Bacon said, we're 6 to 8 years from coming out of this. 6 to 8 years.
Well, it's interesting. We opened this segment talking about all the favorable aspects that Nevada has to offer companies. Now we're talking about potentially rolling back some of those. The issue isn't that the current industries that we have here are not taxed enough. It's just we don't have the diversity in the economic engines at the state level where you have, just like managing a portfolio, where you have different segments of the economy that operate on an inverse basis to gaming and some of the other industries that we're relying upon. So we end up with this cyclical tax revenue cycle that simply won't work long term.
All right, in one sentence each, because we're out of time. No job growth till 2012. What does that mean in 2011 in Carson City? One sentence, please.
Carson City's going to do well for a number of reasons that I'll go into later that I have more time with.
All right. I think I meant the session. Yeah. Let me be more specific. One sentence, please, Joe.
Chaos.
Okay, one word. You can't do better than that. We'll be back in just a moment on Nevada Newsmakers.
On the next Face-to-Face, more of the issues that matter to you from people in the know, and we'll read some of your feedback right here on the air on Nevada's Information Network.
Oxygen users, regain your freedom. Optimal Air invites you to breathe in the latest in portable oxygen concentrators. The XPO2 and SOLO2 oxygen systems are available to get you back to freedom. They're small, lightweight, and quiet. They're battery operated, so you can take them anywhere. Whether you're at home or on the go, you'll have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. The days of troublesome heavy tanks and wasting hours waiting for deliveries are over. Now, you can simply make your own oxygen. You can plug them into a car's accessory plug and travel without the worry. Find out how you can get this at little or no cost. Give us a call today and get back to freedom.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us.
Carson Valley Inn turns 26 August 10th. Things start August 9th with the Flying Elvi Parachuting Inn. August 10th, the party continues with free helicopter rides for random winners, free cake and champagne, 3x points all day, and cash drawings at 6 and 8 p.m. Don't miss the 26th birthday bash at CVI.
Thanks for watching. Hope you'll join us on the next Nevada Newsmakers.
And tomorrow we've got Paul Dugan looking at the education plans from Sandoval and Reed. That's going to be a hot one.
Ray Hager hosts tomorrow. Sam Shadd returns to the chair on Monday. Join us.